Hello, this is Zach Martin, editor of Regarding ID Magazine. Today we're speaking with Kelly Emmerich, executive director of the Secure ID Coalition. But before we dive in, first a word from our sponsor.
Picture a unique identity. Imagine that identity turning into one unique credential. Envision using that credential to enter facilities and log on to networks and applications. Diebold's Credential One solution mitigates the complexity and risks of managing multiple identities. Think one credential, multiple uses. Think Diebold Credential One. To learn more, visit www.credentialone.com.
2009 has been a busy year in the ID and credentialing space. Discussions around providing a better way for people to identify themselves is heating up. 2010 could be a pivotal year for a lot of these issues. Kelly, you're keeping tabs on a lot of the initiatives going on. What do you think is going to be happening in the next year?
Hi, Zach. Thanks very much for having me. I appreciate it. Just quickly, you know, we've talked before and looked at what the Obama administration is interested in terms of moving forward a technology agenda. And the recognition that identity management is critical to that agenda, I think, is starting to come home within the administration. We've seen a lot of movement in several different areas, you know, first and foremost, e-government and communicating with citizens, ensuring that there's some mechanism for authentication. I would also add to that list healthcare, recognizing that, again, if we're going to have electronic health records, there needs to be some sort of way to ensure that the person that is accessing that record should, in fact, be the right person. And third, really immigration reform and looking at, again, how do we ensure folks that are working here in the United States are eligible to work. So those three questions, I think, are really at the forefront of where we're headed in the next year and looking at identity and authentication and verification.
Let's talk a little bit about the last point you brought up, immigration and kind of what's going on there. You know, what Senator Schumer is proposing about having some sort of, like, basically adding something to e-verify, correct?
Yeah, so Senator Schumer has had a couple of hearings on e-verify itself, and one of the problems with the current e-verify system is that it's great that you're verifying that a Social Security number is, in fact, active or legitimate, but you're not in any way tying the individual to that Social Security number. And so that's really the problem that Senator Schumer is trying to address. And as I mentioned, he held a couple hearings earlier this year. And we have recently heard, certainly from Senator Schumer as well as from the administration, Secretary Napolitano, that immigration is still a priority for President Obama, and they want to make every effort possible starting early in 2010 to push an immigration reform agenda.
Okay, great. And then the other thing you mentioned was healthcare. There's a huge healthcare debate about just overhauling the entire system in D.C., but you know, there's the issue of electronic health records and properly identifying patients as well.
Exactly. So twofold, yes, we've had a huge debate about healthcare reform within this country, you know, that's gone on for over a year now. And really that agenda is certainly taken up a lot of the light at the moment. But what we're really looking at is as part of the American Recovery Act that was passed at the beginning of the year and signed by President Obama, there is an initiative to put health IT infrastructure in, and it's certainly funded to the tune of about $19 billion. So ensuring that every single person in the country has an electronic health record. So when you start talking about electronic health records, the question becomes, you know, who is able to access those records and under what conditions is that access granted?
Okay, and they're talking about, you know, some healthcare facilities are using biometrics. Some actually have issued smart cards. Mount Sinai has been, Paul Contini has been out there talking about this quite a bit, about their experience with it. So, you know, they're working on standards right now for this, right? They're trying to, HHS is trying to come up with some sort of, you know, a standard for identifying patients.
Yes, no, you are correct. In fact, the Office of the National Coordinator for Health IT, which is under HHS, Health and Human Services, is working very hard, Dr. Blumenthal, working very hard with both a standards committee, which is evaluating standards and making some determinations about all sorts of different areas of health IT, authentication being one, as well as the policy committee, which is working to establish what the direction really should be to ensure citizen safety, patient care, privacy protection, and security. Those committees actually are required to report back to the Office of the National Coordinator, and under the American Recovery Act, the Office of the National Coordinator needs to issue a standard by December 31st of this year. So we're under a little bit of a deadline to get some standards out in place so that they can start distributing the funds to upgrade those technology systems.
Okay, so yeah, that's coming up pretty quick. So, Kelly, you also mentioned the administration's technology approach. What do you think is happening on that front? What's going to be going on in 2010?
Yeah, so a lot happening on that front. Certainly, we're still waiting for President Obama to appoint a cyber czar, a cybersecurity czar. Currently, cybersecurity initiatives are housed at the Department of Homeland Security, and there's been a lot of rustling on the Hill about DHS having housing cybersecurity, which really is an issue for every agency, and certainly for every private and critical infrastructure organization within the country. In addition to that, we have an initiative taking place within the CIO Council. There is a subgroup called the Identity Credential Access Management Committee, and they are working very hard to put forward a roadmap that will enable citizens to authenticate themselves to have better e-government transactions. An example of that might be, you know, if you logged into FEMA and you lived on the Gulf Coast and you wanted to see what was the update for Florida, every time you went back into that network, you wouldn't have to re-choose your preferences. You would be able to customize your experience. And they want to be able to do that without having to use usernames and passwords and manage that process. So that's kind of where ICAM has started. They're starting to look at now how you would do an authentication process at a higher level, you know, all the way up to something like filing your taxes with the IRS. So there's interesting opportunity that's happening within the ICAM process that's going to have an impact on the individual citizen directly.
Is that something that the citizen's going to see, you know, next year, or is that still is that a process that we're going to probably see still a few years away?
I think we're going to start seeing the fruits of that labor certainly in the next year. You know, it definitely will continue though for the next couple years as we start, you know, going through and enabling an authentication process at some of the higher levels.
Kelly, would you say like 2009 was kind of a year where there's a lot of discussion about, you know, policy and ideas and kind of that there are problems that need to be solved, and that 2010 we might actually start seeing some solutions to some of these problems?
Absolutely. I think Zach, you hit the nail on the head. I think 2009, we had a new administration come into town. We had a change, you know, in the Congress and the direction that they were moving in terms of policy priorities. So there was a lot of discussion happening in that first year. I think 2010 is definitely going to be a year where we're going to see some of these areas bear fruit.
Great. We've been speaking with Kelly Emmerich, Executive Director of the Secure ID Coalition. Thanks for joining us today, Kelly.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Zach.